This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West and his latest girlfriend, 24-year-old model Chaney Jones, have broken up. Yep, we hear that after they returned from vacationing in Tokyo together, things got strained between the couple and they called it quits. But we can't find out who broke up with who. Jones, a Kim Kardashian lookalike, has deleted West from her Instagram. Bye-bye, yay? Machine Gun Kelly is introducing his fans to his mother a year after the pair reconnected for the first time since she abandoned him as a child. The pop-punk singer posted a photo throwing up two middle fingers as he sat closely beside his mom, who was holding up a peace sign. Both looked happy to be together. Mom said, "Hey, my son has money." Ted Lasso will end with season 3. Series writer and co-star Brett Goldstein told the UK's Sunday Times that the Emmy-winning Apple TV Plus comedy was always going to be just 3 seasons. "We're writing it like that. Spoiler alert, everyone dies," said Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on the show. "Bollocks, we wanted more Roy f***ing Kent." Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have reportedly called it quits. A source told us, quote, "Michael and Lori are both completely heartbroken. They still love each other. Michael matured a lot over the course of their relationship and was ready to commit for the long term," unquote. Jordan, 35, and Harvey, 25, started dating in the fall of 2020, right in the middle of COVID. Johnny Depp opened a TikTok account following his victory and has already racked up 4 million followers. In his first post, Depp, 58, thanked his fans and said, quote, "We've been everywhere together. We have seen everything together. We have walked the same road together. We did the right thing together, all because you cared," unquote. I think we are gonna puke. Abby De La Rosa is pregnant just under a year after welcoming twins with Nick Cannon. The DJ, 31, shared the news on Instagram, then promised that she'll be posting all the exclusive content and answering questions on her OnlyFans page. De La Rosa did not reveal if Cannon is the father. Oh God, please let it not be Cannon. Chris Rock, 57, and Dave Chappelle, 48, have announced a joint stand-up comedy show in London just weeks after both comedians were attacked on stage while performing. The show will take place September 3rd at the O2 Arena, though only those 18 years and older can attend. Right, what's the tour going to be called? The Attack While on Stage Tour? A Georgia teen was charged with 23 counts of making terrorist threats after threatening to kill a sheriff for rapper Young Thug's arrest, as well as several arrests of members of the YSL gang. Quartavius Mender, 18, was arrested after making death threats on the Instagram posts of Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt. The charges are felonies. Talk about a young thug. Madonna has offered Inventing Anna and Ozark actress Julia Garner the lead role in her own Universal Studios biopic. Garner is rumored to have endured a grueling audition process to beat out Florence Pugh, Euphoria star Alexa Demi, Odessa Young, and Emma Laird, who were also on the shortlist to portray Madonna. Strike a pose.
Idiot of the Week!
Alicia Keys performed her song Empire State of Mind at the Queen's Platinum Jubilee concert. The song is one of her popular hits, but with its lyrics written as a love letter to New York, many in the crowd were confused as to why Keys chose to perform the song at the British celebration. Tone deaf, idiot. Shakira and her longtime partner, Spanish soccer player Gerard Piqué, have split. She said, quote, "For the well-being of our children, who are our highest priority, we ask that you respect our privacy," unquote. The singer met the footballer on the set of one of her music videos. Well, I guess her interest in him may have piqued. After humiliation in the courtroom, Amber Heard is now facing ostracism in Hollywood. Heard was hardly a household name when she hooked up with Johnny Depp on the set of The Rum Diaries in 2011. Now everyone knows who she is, just not the way she wanted. Hollywood has turned on Heard, who claims she was a victim of domestic abuse by Depp. Glad that's over. Sony Pictures has acquired Dolly Parton and James Patterson's Run, Rose, Run film adaptation. The country legend is also starring in the film based on her own book, while Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine is producing. Parton is also writing original songs for the movie. No director or screenwriter has been set, though they'll definitely be working more than 9 to 5. Advanced screenings of the upcoming film Jurassic World Dominion have netted mixed reviews. Some people say they love the film, but most of them acknowledge the film has problems. Among the negative reviews, at least one critic summed it up with a gif from the original Jurassic Park involving Jeff Goldblum and that giant pile of dinosaur excrement. Ew! The Trash Bin. Chrisley Knows Best stars Todd and Julie Chrisley were found guilty of bank fraud and tax evasion. The reality TV couple's accountant, Peter Tatantino, was also found guilty on a series of related charges, including aiding and abetting the filing of false tax returns. A sentencing date has yet to be scheduled, so the pair remains free on bond.
Guilty!
The news wrap-up.
Apple announced a new MacBook Air with the M2 chip and new iPhone software. iPhone users will have 15 minutes after sending an iMessage to either edit it or unsend it. More than 46,000 people lost more than $1 billion to crypto scams last year. OnlyFans says it's not seeing a Netflix-like slowdown in subscribers. Aw, let's give them a hand.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jurassic World Dominion is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti is back on top.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds remains the top paid app.
The number one book.
Happy Go Lucky by David Sedaris is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Dua Lipa is setting her priorities straight following her split with ex-boyfriend Anwar Hadid. The successful singer has revealed that she is single and content and doesn't want to focus on anything else but herself at the moment. She says she wants to learn how to be there for herself, which is why she has decided to go on dates with herself, even if the public comments on it. She said, quote, "Some people on the internet were like, oh, Dua went out for dinner on her own, blah, blah. Hey, I do this all the time," unquote. What's wrong with that? Dua has long been seen out in public accompanied by an entourage, so she probably just needs a break. Well, we love her and her latest collaboration. Here's Calvin Harris featuring Dua Lipa and Young Thug with the song of the week, Potion.
In the whip on a Tuesday night, put the music high and you bam.
Calvin Harris featuring Dua Lipa and Young Thug with the Song of the Week,
potion.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.